This call is being recorded.
Good evening. Welcome to the Cabazon Water District regular board meeting for November 18th, 2025 at 6 p.m. Let's all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Ready to begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And a moment of silence in remembrance of our men and women of service. Okay, please be seated.
Roll call. Director Gil Perez.
Here.
Director Melissa Carlin.
Here.
Director Alan Davis.
Here.
Board Vice Chair Kathy Grupp.
Here.
Board Chair Terry Tincher.
Here.
General Manager Michael Hull.
Here.
All right. We need to get an approval for the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of October 21st, 2025. And the regular board meeting minutes and warrants of October 21st, 2025.
I make a motion to accept the approval of A and B, Finance and Audit Committee and the regular board meeting. October 21st.
A second.
Motion to approve consent calendar items A and B made by Director Davis, seconded by Director Carlin. Director Perez?
Aye.
Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Grupp?
Aye.
And Board Chair Tincher?
Aye. All right, warrants none, awards of contracts none, and I guess we have no new business.
I got a question. Okay, I want to introduce it. Why do we have San Antonio Pass Water Agency in old business and not new business?
Question. I always just did it because it was a repeat item, so I said it's old, but it is new business.
Yeah, she's telling you it was new business that we don't know about. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's.
That's a good point. I'll move it to new business.
Let's fix it.
Okay.
All right, old business. Number one, discussion updates with San Gregorio Pass Water Agency Director.
Front and center.
Hi, Sarah. Good evening, Sarah.
Hello. So let's see, I know I missed last time, sorry, I just felt really bad missing one. I was like, wait a minute, I'm not being there. Let's see, so first of all, I want to really thank you guys for the gap funding, for, you know, that we've been able to continue the gap funding. It's almost done with this, it's a little bit left, right? Yeah, just the residual left, but it's really opened the door to, you know, everybody else. I'm seeing the other agencies utilize it. Let's utilize it more. Find some more grants, right?
Yeah. We've been working on
more grants.
Yeah, let's find some more grants and keep that going. Because it finally feels like there's a way to get help here, right? Instead of, because we can't, the pipeline's not here yet, there's no water yet, so it's a benefit. Other than that, we had Kevin Walton. So he resigned from the board. He was District 3. He was the fire guy. He was kind of staying around until we kicked off the Hella Hydrants. He's left. Last night, we appointed a new member. His name's James, I believe it's Tickenmeyer?
Tickmeyer,
yeah. I don't know if there's an EN in there. He is a construction guy. He lives in the Sun Lakes area, so he's on the Banning side. And I think his construction background is going to really nicely fit with the board.
30 years.
Yeah. And the other things we have going is the Beacon Economic Report came out, so we did a study, and it's kind of showing what's happened since the water's been brought in. So it's a study overall. It's public. It's on our site. You can find it, but it's really a deep read, but it's really interesting to see once the water came in, once Beaumont finally started getting a drink of water in the 90s, what happened? What happened to the economy? You know, so let's keep moving the water east, in my opinion. The Hella Hydrants, we've got 3 and 4 done, so the ones in Twin Pines, Papa Flats are done now. We're starting on the ones in Calamasa, and we did get a 7th approved for Banning Heights. So the area will be nice and covered. You guys have any questions for me? Okay. Well, that's, I think, what we have. But we are trying to work on a state of the pass. I think summer 2026, we're going to do, like, a state of the pass. It's going to be going over that economic report and kind of how the water supply is. I think they've done one a couple years ago. I never went to one. So, but that's in the works for 2026.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Guys,
you're welcome.
All right, discussion action item for community involvement.
So with Thanksgiving coming up, we talked about making a donation to the community center, whether it was gift cards in the amount of $250 or whatever denomination you wanted to, like $10, $25 gift cards for families that would apply over there for Stater Brothers so they could buy some groceries for Thanksgiving. Something like that, or just
how would you give it to the families? How would that be?
I don't know how they would.
You're just gonna donate it to them.
Let them deal with it.
You know, I got an idea. Maybe the church is.
I was gonna say that
there's a church there, and there's a church down the street too.
So normally, what we would do is we would. Hopefully, you can have like an event every year where you get with the churches and you would say, okay, we're going to donate 10 turkeys to you, 10 turkeys to you. So that's kind of what water companies do, and they do that with the local officials or county board of supervisors, so they can get recognition, they get some media and everything. So that kind of helps. We're a small agency, but larger agencies like Golden State Water Company, that was part of their reputation on Thanksgiving. They had large giveaways, truckloads, and they would organize it with the county board of supervisor. So churches, BFWs, and everybody would come in and they would drop off turkeys.
So maybe, is this something that you're thinking about doing now?
Yeah, for this one here.
So maybe we could, you need a...
However, whatever we were just thinking about, the easiest part is just to give them.
It's only $250, so you wouldn't really need to vote to approve it. We just kind of wanted to. But
so, out of my curiosity, the $250. So, would you rather donate the like the family to have the car to buy what they want, or are you trying to buy actual turkeys?
No, I would give them the gift card, the Stater Brothers gift card.
Because the cost of the turkey.
Well, that and the Indians just gave out turkeys yesterday for everybody that had signed up at the community center.
So the cost of the turkey, so I don't have checked on what that is at the grocery store, but it depends on what size you want to get to, so how much the gift cards would need to be individually, so you could actually get the turkey with that amount, if that's what they would need.
Or we can actually go buy $10 turkeys or however many we think we can start.
There's like 6 to 8 pound turkeys, there's like 10 to 15 pound turkeys, there's 15 to 20 pound turkeys. So we would have to figure out what kind you want to. But the cost, I'm just saying like so $15, it would get you the smallest one probably.
Right.
Or we get you
all the makings, the stuffings, yes. And everything else.
Not that it's ungenerous or anything like that. I was just trying to point out that we have to figure out the individual amount for the gift card.
Yeah.
But the $25 wouldn't be just to buy the turkey. It could be, like you said, for the trimmings for all the
other
So you mean $25 at least? Or?
Do you want to do 1040s?
I thought he was saying, he said in between.
You know, coming over there, the red?
The gift card, I think.
Do I?
Yeah.
I was just pulling that.
Can you talk to him and maybe get some turkeys over there? So we can have that one?
That's fine.
They did that yesterday. The res did it yesterday here.
Yeah.
There was all kinds of people over here.
I don't how convenient it would be to get the turkeys, like where they get stored and all that.
Yeah, that's good.
So, I think gift card is probably the best thing to do.
Yeah.
They could just get whatever they needed for the dinner.
Or maybe they have the turkey and they need the stuff in.
Right, right.
$25 card, you said?
Whatever.
So that's what I was just, trying to say, the cost of groceries right now is weird.
It's kind of just up to our discretion, how much.
Yeah, whatever you guys decide.
Yeah, the frozen turkeys are, I mean, it's a nice event when you have, you know, a little bit better planning, you know, we can have county board supervisor come.
Yeah, you could do something and get it to the church on Sunday and have them hand it out.
Right.
Gift cards is nice.
Is there a specific church, or do you want
to? They have the one right here at the community center.
Okay. I'll get with them tomorrow. I'll get with them and I'll coordinate something.
Have you been down in the church right here at Freedom?
Loma. Loma, okay.
And yeah, there's that one also.
They're both of them.
They're working on that one over there, so I'll stop by.
Where, in Loma?
Yeah.
They put a building in.
Okay. So we'll participate. We'll get something. We'll get something going.
Okay.
That'll be nice.
Moving on?
Yes.
All right, item number 3, discussion, rate study report by Water Resources Economics. Rates to be approved at public hearing on December 16th, 2025. So, tab 1 is the study, correct?
Yeah, so last time we had the draft report, this is the final report, it's the same thing. We're just keeping it in here for... just in case there was anyone that wanted to talk about it, but
yeah,
it's
another book.
Yeah.
And we already sent out the notifications. That was the mail.
So do you guys want to talk about this now, or do you want to read through it and we talk about it next meeting?
I mean,
it's nothing really.
There's nothing.
No, everything's been approved.
We're not going to change anything. It's done.
Yeah.
We are going to move on. I will move on then, Melissa.
Yeah, there you go.
Screw
this
little.
Okay.
All right, updates. Update. Tabs on Water District. Operations report.
Okay.
By General Manager Michael Pollock.
Here we go. I have a couple updates. I mentioned previously that we did have contact with members of Tower Point, and that's an acquisition firm, an open records request, asking for the copy of our district's telecommunication lease contracts, and they were looking at a buyout. We had two offers before, but we just signed a new contract with a signing bonus, and it's good until 2045, and in that contract, there is a right of refusal, so they cannot purchase the contract, because that legal term in there blocks them from being purchased by an outside firm. So that's pretty much off the table. We weren't looking forward to that. We were going to see if they were going to, what number they were going to bring in, just so we got something to talk about. But we're better off with the lease agreement. We agreed with that with the last two offers that we have. So we're just going to stay with the contract that we have. And October 29th, we had a coordinating meeting that was attended by representatives of the San Antonio Pass Water Agency, both Evelyn and I, the Morongo Band of Mission Indians, City of Banning, City of Beaumont, Yucaipa Water, and that meeting discussed the local groundwater management and the installation of a stream gauge along the San Gregorio River on the Morongo Band of Mission Indians to understand how the surface water is going to impact the charging of the groundwater. So there's usually, it's a pretty good river that comes through from the mountain pass, and it, so they just want to find out how many gallons actually flow through there, and how much, how does it impact the groundwater levels that we have around here.
We used to know that.
Yeah, but they're putting in a gauge, just to, it's kind of like a meter, you know, they got to put a meter there, so they say, you know, during this storm, this much water moved through, and did the water table actually come up a little bit? So they need more tools, more information to study the groundwater management.
They just want to get more technical, that's all.
Exactly.
That's fine with me.
Yep. So that's one of the projects they're gonna, and they have to wait for their Morongo Band Council to approve that to be installed on the reservation. Mm-hmm. Another important meeting that we attended was on November 17th. A Zoom meeting was attended by our staff, the County Board of Supervisors staff, and Travis, who's our district engineer. And that was for the new well that's going to go up by the dinosaurs. So we do meet all the criteria. So we wanted to get, so now that we've found this piece of property that we can put a well on, we want to make sure there's no restrictions. So we're going to file for the application, and there's certain criteria as far as a setback. The gas station is 500 feet away, and that their gas, underground gas vessels have containment vessels, so that's a safety measure that is included in that. But we do meet all the criteria. So one of the things, the person who is donating the property for the well site, he's donating a 20 foot by 30 foot portion of the parcel. So if everything comes back, he's going to go ahead and donate that to us, and that'll be ours. But the only thing he's asking for is he's going to build a certain business, whatever it is, either a souvenir shop or liquor store with snacks, and a water park, a small water park. He wants to build both of those. So he's asking for services to be installed. So basically two services, it's about $25,000 that we're going to be installing for the purchase of the property. The other thing is, if there are certain criteria where he can't build his building on that small lot because there's not enough of a setback, then he would say, we'll just buy the whole property for $125,000. But when we talked to the county, they seemed that just the 20 by 30 was going to be fine because there was going to be enough room to build on that property. So,
how big is the property?
It is, I don't have the exact dimensions, but I would say it's a little over about a half an acre.
Okay.
So you can see, here's a couple of the diagrams. This one indicates all the businesses and the footage. And this is the actual property itself here.
Water park we did?
A water park. Yeah.
Are the dinosaurs over here?
Yeah.
For the kids. Yeah. For
exactly, for the kids. I'll get you the conceptual drawing, too.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. We got a supply of water?
Yeah. Interesting. Are you going to put a water park on that little piece of property?
Just a little.
It's a little.
Just to get you wet.
That was a key
work. It's Cabazon. It'll be one of those little water pads. You know,
it may be like a water feature that they do at the parks.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see. One of the parks in the Reno Valley that have the water feature, they rent the water. Yeah. It's had some slides.
I can see it.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
In the summertime, all
these
kids get up
and
do something.
I didn't do it, yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Oh yeah, okay. Those are cool.
Yeah, just
they got one up there.
Just spray water for the kids to run through and maybe a little water slide. So that's what his plans are, and the county was going to put us on the fast track as far as the permitting and everything like that, because this project's been going on for quite some time. Originally, it started out in 2017 as just a groundwater study, but to spend that much money and just, you know, just cap it and not do anything with it, it's better just to outfit it and have it as one of our wells.
Yeah.
Let's go jump in a dinosaur thing. Yeah.
So with that, then the owner said, okay, then I'm going to give that to you. Versus otherwise, just use it, drill it, cap it, and then everything goes back to normal. But now that we're going to put an actual well there, other agreements had to come into play. So I've been meeting with him on a regular basis. In fact, he attended the meeting as well. So we talked afterwards about a mutual agreement. So if it all comes to, you know, actually being developed, then we'll have to put that on the contract.
Cool.
I want to see you shovel the first dirt, you know.
What's that?
I want to see you dig the first
dirt. Oh, you want to get your picture taken with the,
no,
with the
you.
Groundbreaking?
I take your picture.
One of those photos. But that's all I have. So that's good news on pretty much all of those.
All right. Moving on to public comments. No public comments tonight. All right, then we're going to move into closed session.
Adios. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.
See ya.
Me and Evelyn.
Good night, Sarah.
6:21. Going into closed session.